Two texts here. One that kind of answers the other one. Stephen says, now, can you please tell me if you're on welfare, can you take a student? I bet you can. So tax-free money on top of everything else. Thanks. Well, I have a text that came in about four or five texts before yours, Stephen, and says, I know a person who's currently on social welfare on a HAP scheme, has two children in a three-bedroom house and is currently renting a room out to a student. She was telling me it's great that she's earning up to $11,000 a year. I bet she isn't paying any tax on it. Well, she's not paying tax on it. I don't believe that would be acceptable. I don't believe the Department of Social Welfare would look at that kindly, because I imagine that would be taken off your HAP if you actually registered it. So I'm assuming that student is paying her tax or cash. But there are people, and I'm well aware of it, who are in council housing, who are paying their council rent of maybe a tenner a week or whatever it happens to be, and people who are on HAP schemes who are taking in students or taking in people on Airbnb, and they're not paying any tax on it. So the answer to your question is yes, Stephen, they are doing it. But no, Stephen, they're probably not supposed to. Let me just go to Owen. Owen, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Owen?
Hi, Niall. How's it going, boy?
Good, Owen. Nice to talk to you. Owen, would you rent to a student? Or you are renting to a student?
I am renting to a student this year. I'll have one coming there in a few weeks.
Right, okay. And
It's not my first time doing it.
Okay, and just the one room, is this?
One room.
Okay.
One room. When my kids were younger and they lived at home, I used to have girls come from Germany to help me with the kids.
Right, okay. Like an au pair.
And, yeah, and it suited me fine. We made lifelong friends. We stayed in contact. And it can work fine. Now, it's not for everybody, but it can work fine. You can choose who you get. You don't have, if, you know, you don't like who shows up, you can interview them.
Right. If they start acting a maggot, can you kick them out?
Yes, you don't have any of the complications, because it's a week-to-week tenancy.
Right.
You don't have any of the complications that you'd have with, like, people on a two-year lease. It's very, you just give them notice and you can get them. You can actually call the guards if you have a serious problem.
Right, okay, so if they start partying in the middle of the night or something like that. Yeah,
smoking in the house or acting the maggot, or if their teams are bringing boyfriends back or something you don't like the look of. Yeah, you can lay down the law.
Right, okay. And are they allowed to bring back boyfriends and girlfriends?
I mean, it has never arisen.
Right, okay. So you wouldn't have an objection as long as everybody behaves themselves, really?
Well, like, how would you know, really? Like, yeah. You know, I work nights. I'm often not there. I don't even know if there was a problem. So I've never had a problem, thank God.
And you're happy enough to trust a person, like this person that's starting with you now next month, I imagine. Are you happy enough that you don't really know them and they're going to have free run of your house?
I am happy to trust them, because I'd always have a girl. I just find women less trouble. Now, like, young girls of 19... they think they know everything, and they'll come up with some stupid scam, and they'll think they're the first to think of it, and that because you're 40 odds that you're...
take as a plank.
That's it, exactly. But girls are drama-free. They like to keep...
Yeah, you think? Girls are drama-free.
Oh, they are. Compared to youngsters, they won't lose their keys in the middle of the night, or get sick or pissing the bed and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, right, okay. Need to move into the biology of the whole thing, all right, but I get the gist, all right. But I'm assuming girls do go out drinking and have a good time.
Oh, well, look, Niall, they're more inclined to be
tidier
people. Like.
Yeah, they're probably tidier as well, are they?
Sorry?
They're probably a bit tidier as well, are they?
Oh, without a doubt. And, like, they don't go nose blind and they can see dirt and they're willing to work.
You wouldn't find smelly socks all over the floor in a girl's room.
Oh, we've all shared with... Would you go back to sharing with men, Niall?
No, not at all. The smell of sweat and socks everywhere.
Oh, the whole lot. I'm worse.
Yeah.
But the best thing of all, Niall, with this is, when you're claiming your Med 1 or you're claiming your Med 2, you know, your medical expenses, because
yes.
I pay for everything as well.
Right, okay.
And there's a question on the form, and it says, have you any other income? And you can write down, yes, I got so much for keeping a student, and the tax man can't touch a penny of it.
Well, up to 14,000, they're not allowed to go near you. Yeah. And can I ask, is it okay to ask, Owen, how much do you get? How much do you get a room? How much will you get?
Well, I'll have her for 3 months, and she says she'll give me 120 a week.
120 a week. That's all right.
120. No, it's an ensuite room.
Right, okay. Well, it's a room you wouldn't have been using anyway.
No, it's empty because my daughter moved out. She's getting married later on in the year.
Congratulations to her. Well, I mean, that's what I'm saying. So why waste the room then? You know what I mean?
That's right.
And hang on. Stay there for a second, Owen, because Dave, you're on Classic Kids. How are you doing, Dave?
Hello. How are you?
Good. Dave, you wouldn't rent a room, would you?
Oh, I would.
Oh, you would?
Oh, gosh, I would.
Yeah.
If I was living in the city. I tell you my experience. I had boys in college. I couldn't afford to let them stay in the city. We just couldn't afford it. Everything is through the nose, as you know.
Yeah.
And so they travel up and down in the buses and whatever. We can bring
it's
them
a bit
up
awkward,
out.
That, isn't
but
it? Yeah.
My experience, when I was younger and I was training in the city, I was sharing a house with a student, a very nice guy, and we were with a widower, and we were company firm, and of course we had the rent, and we treated his house like home. Now, he was a strong man in that, you know, there was no messing. He would tell you straight away if he thought
he'd lay down the rules. Yeah,
exactly. So I think it's a great idea for students to go in to, say, widowers or old people, if that old people can do it, and trust is a big thing, and respect.
I suppose some students, I'm not saying all, have a bad reputation
they
for
do.
Partying and
yes,
having a good time and being untidy. And
that would be my only fear now.
Yeah.
I mean, like my guys, there wouldn't be any, you know, they have their crack, but another person's house, you have to be respectful.
Yeah.
And that's the only drawback. If you could interview and if that person, you know, could guarantee that they respect the house.
Yeah,
you know, but I think it's a great thing for people on their own. It's security, and it's good for them too.
But that's what Owen is saying as well. I mean, obviously, this person he's taking in next month will be there when he's working, so the house won't be empty.
I think it's a very good idea. Mm. Now, we're never going to get housing right here because there's so many people coming in who are getting housing and everything.
Yeah, of course,
else. So our students there will never be enough for them, and. You know, I can vouch for that.
Well, it's got worse, I assume. Yeah.
Yes,
the problem's got very bad.
It's a good idea.
I mean, Owen, you listen to David, he says it's a good idea too. Maybe you could share your experience. What's the worst part of it, Owen?
Well, I've never had a downside, Niall.
Right, okay.
I've never had a downside. I had a girl come there as an au pair to learn English about 5 years ago, and when I was doing homework with the kids, she found the Irish interesting.
Right, okay.
She learned the Irish. She went to UCC. She got a degree in Irish. She since moved to America. She's teaching Irish in an American university. Another girl I had got married last year. She invited us over to Germany for her wedding. I've never had it on site. I just always deal with girls. They're just easier to
deal with. Somebody's disagreeing with you here and says, Niall, girls are as much, if not more, scruffy than men. My sister's moved out and I had to get a skip for the rubbish and the clothes they left behind.
Oh, yeah, you'd have to watch out for that, all right.
Yeah,
all right.
Shoes and handbags left everywhere.
I think,
sorry, Dave.
I think it's basically it's the individual rather than the group, you know what I mean? Some people are great and some people are just dirty.
I think so, and I don't think it really matters whether it's a guy or a girl. I think it depends on the person.
Because I have a friend there, he does college students and it's a great income, and he takes 5 in at a time for the summer. They're language students, and it's a great supplement for his income, and it's great company for him.
I mean, that was a big thing. I don't know what it still is. Years ago, when I was a kid, you know, some of my friends' families would take in Spanish students.
That's right.
And it was a big earner, I think, at the time. I don't. Is that still a thing now?
Oh, very much so.
Yeah.
And it's great that the government don't penalise you, like we're all being penalised enough with taxes, but they have a threshold of 14,000, which is a great idea. And you're not in fear of someone reporting you to say the C's doing this, that and the other, you know?
Yeah.
And it's peace of mind, but I think it's a bloody good idea.
But somebody wants to know, by the way, I'm renting a 2-bedroom apartment, I only use one room, am I allowed to rent the other room to a student? Well, you are, as long as your landlord says it's okay. Because you're now subletting, which is a whole different ballgame altogether. So your landlord must be aware that you're subletting. And I'm sure if he's aware of that, he's going to want to cut out of it.
But the most important thing really is safety. Safety for the person who's letting it, if they're older people. And the way around that is a good vetting and not to be afraid to ask awkward questions, I suppose. You know?
Well, I mean, sorry, Owen, you're saying no in relation to the subletting. What do you mean, no?
that would depend on the terms of the lease. While you would have to inform the landlord of a new person moving into the house, he isn't necessarily entitled to a cut of it.
Well, if you're subletting,
not necessarily. You're making,
you can have anybody you want in terms of lease. You would have anybody you want in as long as they're invited by you as a guest. But if they're subletting and paying you and you're making a profit, you have to inform your landlord.
You would have to inform your landlord. That is correct, Neil, but it doesn't automatically mean that he's entitled to any extra money. That would be down to the actual contract, the lease signed, because if your lease states that you're leasing from him a two-bed and he doesn't have a clause in about the occupancy, he can't charge more for the number of people in there. Mm. That has to be written into the contract.
Yeah, I'm looking at some more texts coming in. So this is 120 a week for a Sharon Electric. Handy cash, 14 grand a year, tax-free. Handy cash, greedy though, Joe and Galway. That's more than I get to run my home with three kids. As you know, I'm an anti-social welfare. Another person says that they add the rent a room into your earnings if you're trying to get a carer's allowance. Oh, right, so if you're ever being means-tested, it would go down as income. Obviously, if you are being means tested for something, you don't have to pay tax on it, but it would be declared income. Because even though, just to remind people, if you're doing this, even though you don't have to pay any tax on it, you do by law have to declare it.
That's right.
So you must declare it to the revenue and say, look, I'm earning, you know, 11 grand from a student here. And they go, that's grand. Once we know about it, there's no tax on that, you're grand. That's the way it works. So you do have to, by law, declare it. Okay, keep texting 53544. The question is, would you rent it out? Somebody else says, absolutely not. And under no circumstances would I have strangers in my house. I find it bizarre that one thinks that women are better. My experience of having my own children is that girls are sloppy little pigs. Oh, well, I wouldn't say they're all sloppy little pigs, but I'm sure there are some that are sloppy little pigs. Somebody says, no, your man is delusional if you think girls are any better. False tan all over the bathroom. Well, it depends on if they're using false tan. Not every girl uses false tan.
I'll just tell you a short story now.
Yes, Dave.
A chap who was doing a plumber fitter for a golf course, and he said the worst rooms to do are the female rooms.
Mm.
The worst. Because they have the whatever, you know, personal things and down toilets.
Of course,
and makeup all over the place and everything. So,
yeah.
But having said that, the other side to weigh that up is the girls, moreover, are more responsible than boys. I know there's exceptions to the rule, and I know today's society is a bit different, but girls overall have more savvy than boys. Maybe it's because they have to watch themselves more.
Well, Owen did mention they're kind of more careful about losing keys and not locking themselves out.
And you're going to have a
well, I don't genuinely believe that, because Helena locked herself out over the weekend. You know, she's a girl.
She certainly is a girl. Lovely girl.
You have exceptions.
Okay, she won't be happy now that I said that. Angela, you're a classic kid. How you doing, Angela?
I'm good. How are you doing?
You're looking to rent a room out.
I am, actually.
If
anyone's interested. It's just something I've been looking at for the past few months, and I must actually get my backside in gear to
do it. If he's a young, good-looking guy, I fear for his safety, in fairness.
Okay, yeah.
Are you still single, by the way?
Get him in, of course. get him over. Anyone. Actually, young, old, whatever.
Right, okay.
But yeah, I wouldn't mind a student in the house. I mean, you lay down the rules. Do you know what I mean? If you're going to do that, you have to realise as well, yes, they're young.
Mm.
Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
They like to go out. They like to have a good time. It's just a thing of, if you're going to go out, you're going to get Langer's drunk, please try and be quiet coming in.
So you'd be happy enough to earn 120, maybe 150 quid a week, depending on where you happen to be, by the way. If you're close to a college, you get more, obviously. You'd be happy enough to... Are you close to a college?
Maynooth is about... Maynooth College would be about 40 minutes
one.
Away.
Yeah, that's a big one. They're always going to be looking for digs around there, yeah.
Yeah, and the thing with my house is right outside the door is the bus to Dublin.
Right.
And you get off the bus. So
then you're in an ideal situation.
Yeah, and I'm kind of right next to the N4, isn't it, from Galway Street?
That's
up.
Right. All right, well, so if there's anybody listening heading, anybody wants to stay in Maynooth, particularly those who happen to be living in Galway or the surrounding areas, and you're looking for a place to stay. Now, Angela, can you provide them with an ensuite, etc.?
I have the ensuite, so they can have the main bathroom.
Right, okay. Well, that's
all right.
That's so they can have that all to themselves, essentially.
Yeah, they basically have it to themselves.
Now, what's the rules? Do you have to cook for them and stuff?
No, but I think sometimes, like even if you are cooking, it's very hard to cook for one.
Like if I took a student in tomorrow, do I have to make his dinner for him? Or does, no, Helena say no. So do I have to provide him with a microwave to make his own? Because students live on pizzas anyway, don't they?
Yeah, the microwave's there. There's a kitchen there. It's a house. It's a three-bedroomed house.
He'd be made. If he had a microwave and a little fridge for his beers, he'd be made, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yeah. Do you know what I mean? I've the broadband, I've Sky, I've the whole lot.
Yeah.
You know? And I'd be looking... Somebody said that to me, you'd be looking at five or so. I'd be looking for about 400 a month.
That's not bad. That's kind of reasonable, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. You know, I don't mind... You know, as I said... I don't know whether I should say that there's a pub about 15 seconds across the road.
Yeah, well, that's also a plus, isn't it, as well? Yeah,
it's
but I don't think it's the pub they'd be looking for. It's the off license.
That's
yeah, for the cheaper
about
beer.
A 5-minute walk away.
Absolutely. Okay. Well, look. So, if anyone's interested in Angela's room near Maynooth College, is it within walking distance of Maynooth? Yeah, it is.
No, it's not. No, all right, it's bus. Definitely not. You'd have to get a bus or something like that. But you know what? The thing is. If you're bringing in a student, you have to realise that they are young, they do want to go out and party.
They are a bit mental, yeah.
They are a bit mental, but once they respect everything in the house, that's all I care about. You can go out and get drunk for 24 hours a day if you want.
All right, well, listen, if anybody's interested, Angela, I'll put them on. Somebody says if you feed the students, you get paid more, but it's not mandatory. Oh, well, you could feed them as well, Angela, and get a few quid extra. All right, and somebody says, don't forget, by the way, that... women, in relation to women, obviously. He says, half-hour showers. Of course, yeah, that'd cost you a bomb, wouldn't it? I mean, women tend to have a lot more showers than men. They clean themselves a little bit more. Although this is a very modern world, men tend to clean themselves just as much now. We're not all dirty and hardy anymore.